Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with roasted Roman-style Romanesco. That's right, I was going to start with a joke about this being a vegetable brought to earth by aliens. But these days, if I did, 30 to 40% of the country would believe me. So instead, I will just say it looks like a vegetable brought to earth by aliens. And because of its bizarre and unusual appearance, this is the kind of thing people pass over in the market, mostly because they're confused by it and not sure quite what to do with it. Well, stay tuned because I'm going to show you exactly what to do with it. And if you do what I do, you're going to be enjoying one of the most delicious vegetables you've ever had. So with that, let's go ahead and get started with how to prep Romanesco. And the first thing I do is usually remove any of these tough stems and leaves from the outside, which you can do by pulling off, although it's probably easier if we just cut those off when we portion this. And to do that, what we'll attempt to do is cut this directly through the center into two pieces. And then, like I said, we can use our knife to trim off any of those tough stems on the outside. And then if we wanted, we could roast these just like this, but because that core in the center is so large and thick, I think this cooks a lot more evenly if we actually cut these again into quarters. But make sure you know exactly where that core is, so you're cutting right through the center of it. And that's it. Once we have our Romanesco heads broken down into quarters, we will simply set those aside while we mix up a very simple dressing with which we're going to coat these with before we roast them. And that's going to start with a few olive oil packed anchovy fillets, to which we will add some olive oil. And then what we'll do is take the back of a fork and give these a little bit of a mashing, which if you want, you can leave kind of coarse like I'm going to. Or if you're afraid of people seeing you put anchovies in something they're about to eat, you could smash this down all the way to a paste. So you decide. I mean, you are after all the Johnny Cash of how fine to mash. And speaking of rings of fire, once that's been accomplished, we'll go ahead and add some red pepper flakes, as well as some freshly squeezed lemon juice. And then what we'll do once we have everything in the bowl is give that a quick mix with our fork to create a temporary emulsification, at which point we'll stop and add our cut-up Romanesco. And then we'll take a couple clean hands, and we'll get in there deep, and we will toss these until they are completely and utterly coated with that dressing. And then what we'll do once we're 110% sure those pieces have been 100% coated is it will stop and sprinkle over some plain breadcrumbs, as well as a very generous grating of real Parmesan cheese. Right, out of all the recipes you could get away with using fake Parmesan, this is not one of them. So go get yourself a nice chunk of Parmigiano Reggiano and do this right. Oh, and by the way, because our anchovies are salty and we're going to use a good amount of Parmesan here, I did not add any salt at this point. But if you want to add a little bit, go ahead. Although we can always add a little more when we're eating and it's impossible to take some out. But anyway, once that's been crumbed in cheese, we'll go ahead and give that a toss, at which point it's ready to transfer into some kind of roasting pan, into which we've drizzled a generous amount of olive oil. And we'll go ahead and place those in fun side up. And then once those have been placed in, we'll make sure to scrape out any of those cheesy crumbs in the bowl and sort of scatter those evenly over the top, since all that stuff's going to brown up and crisp up beautifully as this roasts. Speaking of which, to hedge our bets, once that's done, we'll go ahead and grate some more Parmesan over the top. And please don't be shy. And then for one last touch, we'll go ahead and drizzle these with olive oil, at which point it's ready to transfer into the center of a 475-degree oven for about 20 minutes or so, or until everything is beautifully browned and looking incredibly gorgeous. And more importantly, our Romanesco is tender. But you can't see tender. You can only feel tender. So we'll go ahead and give that the old poke-a-poke with a knife. And I confirm that mine was in fact perfectly tender, which means it's ready to serve, which I decided to do garnish with some little lemon wedges, plus one last drizzle with olive oil. Except if you place the lemon down first and then drizzle the oil over the top, you're going to end up with what we call in the business, slippery lemon. So it's probably a much better idea to do your olive oil first and then garnish with your lemon wedges. All right, I make these mistakes so you don't have to. But anyway, once incorrectly garnished, I went ahead and grabbed a fork and knife and dug in. And that, my friends, bizarre appearances aside, is one of the most delicious vegetables you will ever taste. And I know, it does look like it's going to taste like a cross between cauliflower and broccoli, which it sort of does. But at the same time, it really does have a unique flavor all its own. Okay, it's kind of sweet and nutty, and definitely milder and not quite as bitter as broccoli. But to summarize, what it really tastes like is Romanesco. And while it is quite delicious just roasted like this, it's also very, very nice with a little squeeze of slippery lemon. So this really is a beautiful way to serve it. But my favorite way, and why I didn't put any garlic in the dressing, would be served next to a beautiful garlic aioli. And yes, that is redundant. And while it would be perfectly acceptable to serve this as a side dish, I really do think served like this, it's more than special enough to serve on its own. So I just went ahead and turned it into an entree. And why something like this works so well with aioli, and also why we use so much olive oil, is because the fatal flaw with vegetables is they don't have any fat content. So by simply enjoying them with some flavorful fatty ingredients, we make up for that. And it really does help bring out and enhance all their natural goodness. Especially something like this Romanesco, which is surprisingly savory, and certainly more than worthy to be eaten with a fork and steak knife. And if you're thinking he sounds kind of overly excited for eating a roasted vegetable, well then, I'm guessing you've never had roasted Roman-style Romanesco, because this stuff really is fantastic. So the next time you're at the market, sometime between late summer and early fall, and you see this gorgeous but bizarre-looking vegetable that may or may not have been brought to this planet by aliens, I really do hope you pick some up and give this a try soon. So please follow the links below for the ingredient amounts, a printable written recipe, and much more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.